beter effect. Und was du in mir schon schachante besprechen, ist, wie er muss sehen, twofold mitzvah. We are supposed to do two things. First of all, we do. To build a Beis HaMikdash. As the Rambam in Yosef Ben Safira begins, was from the Mikdash to Shachanti Besvecha. And the Rambam emphasizes the importance of the reason for the mitzvah pertaining to construction of Beis HaMikdash is the possibility of offering korbanos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and secondly to make the two pilgrimages from the Yerushalayim three times a year, Kedei La'al, Kedei La'akish Korbanos, and Kedei La'al Shomo in Boregon. But it is one mitzvah actually is centered around the Beis HaMikdash, regardless of the character of the Beis HaMikdash. Whether or not the Beis HaMikdash was a temporary structure, and then later could be discarded for another structure in another place, like in the Midbar, in Gilgal, in Chile, in Maine, in Given, Beis HaMikdash wandered from place to place, traveled from place to place, but still the mitzvah is binding, that wherever the Jews are, there should be a Beis HaMikdash too. And secondly, in the commandment to build a Beis HaBchirah. Sholish mitzvah nistavu Yisrael, v'sheis k'nifosam l'oret, k'nisosam l'oret, livnes lehem doch, lachis l'agad, livnes lehem melech, lachis zare shal amolek, v'livnes beis v'abchiron. The mitzvah beis v'abchiron emphasizes that another aspect, namely, the building of a beis HaMikdash which is not temporary, which is not of temporary, character, but a Beis HaMikdash, which is a Beis HaBchirah. It means it is almost, whose place cannot be changed, his place cannot be changed, and Pei Yeshiv Ki Visio, here I reside, because I like the place. This Beis HaMikdash is also a Beis HaBchirah. The fact that it cannot be replaced, it cannot be said, no substitute can be found for it. Yerushalayim remains the only place where the Beis HaBchirah, Beis HaBchirah has got to be built. There is another mitzvah from Livnei Yisrael Beis HaBchirah to build a Beis HaMikdash in a place which is a permanent, whose Gdusha is permanent and will never terminate. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchirah in the third part, in Hilchos Beis HaBchirah says, Mitzvot Aseh, and then he said he enumerates the various bottom Mikdashim, the various structures in the various places where those structures who serves as the base of the, as the bottom Midrash. He has a Midbar, he says, Gilgal, Shile, Nave, Given, and then he comes to Yerushalayim. משנבחר לירושלים, וירושלים was constructed, I mean was chosen as the place, we continue, ירושלים.
כבן שנבנה המקדש בירושלים, נעשו כל המקומות כולן, לבנות כהן בית לשם, ולהקריב להם קורבן.
Is once Yerushalayim was selected, there is no other. The Beis Hamikdash must be in Yerushalayim. No other place can substitute for Yerushalayim. But only there, I mean, is a place. Will the Beis Hamikdash be built? This is a separate mitzvah. L'shich nevei amokim ashivchar ad Hashem b'chem mikol shavteichem. L'shich nevei tidrashu v'osah shama. What is that? Could you close the window for a while? It's the Shichnei Tidrashu of Rosh Hashanah. The Torah did not say when was it necessary to change the Beis HaMikdash as a temporary Mikdash when and construct a Beis HaBchir. I mean, we don't know. The Torah says we are mocking Asher Yivchar Ad Hashem Mikol Shavteichem V'Shak Shmei Shon משיח וסילו שובו עשה שומר, והווי שם שומר, אשר יבחר על השם רגל. But when the יבחר will take place, the novel, the Torah does not allude it all. It does not say anything. But when is the mitzvah for Mikdash? When does the mitzvah for Mikdash change into a mitzvah from Beis HaBchira? We don't know. The Torah did not say. In Dvorim, we read, Voy amokim asher yivchar ad Hashem bochem mikol shavteichem losu meshmei shom. The Torah is talking about Beis HaBchira, the final place, no substitute, no replacing the final place of which is Yerushalayim. When should this place be selected? And when should this place, the Mikdash, must be built exclusively? In that particular place, we don't know. But this is a different story. If we have time, we'll come to it. But there's something else. Being Beis HaMikdash at the level of Mishkan, it means temporary dwelling for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being Beis HaBchira, construction of Beis HaBchira, which is the final site where the Mikdash is supposed to stand. Are associated with a very strange problem. The whole mitzvah of being a Mikdash is difficult to understand. As a matter of fact, the one who raised this question was Shlomo Melech. In his famous tefillah, the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. And Shlomo Melech asked a simple question. Omnom yeshiv lekim al oret. Is it possible to build a home, a dwelling for the Almighty? And this earth, it means in a world of finitude, I mean, אבל השמיים ושמי השמיים מאיך על כולוכו. אף כי הבייס הגודל, אף כי הבייס השבניסים. אני אבנסן לי. And the whole universe cannot contain me. I mean, this is Ein Sof. While the world, I mean, even though very large, is a finite one. The world, the universe cannot contain the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what's from the Mikdash V'Shachamti B'Sef. The Medrash says that Meshi has the same question. The Medrash adds, Nival Meshi, Meshi became frightened and was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Osu Nemir Shachamti B'Sef. He said exactly the same words which Shlomi used later. Ale ha-shomayim u-shmei ha-shomayim le-yich al-kolucho. Because you are in-sof, kam-yocho, infinity. How can we build a house for the, which should become modest, should be able to contain the, I mean, to accommodate you? How can in-sof accommodate, I mean, I'm going to be reside in something finitude, amo alamo, or the best of kapiras is the two, I don't remember exactly the measurements, the dimensions, but how can we expect? How can we expect thee, I mean, to reside, I mean, within a few armies, who by the Shomayim, who Shmei Shomayim, Leichal Kumcha? The question is, what was the answer? What was the answer to this problem? In the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe, Leik Kim Shem Sha'atos, Savior, Ani Savior. The Kashi bothers you, doesn't bother me at all. Sometimes, in Hashemayim, Roshmei Hashemayim, Leichatulcha. Certain times, I am Ein Sof, infinity. I contain the world does not contain me. I carry the world, Chas V'Shalom, does not carry me. Sometimes it is so, you're right. Neither the heavens nor the heavens and the heavens, above the other heavens, it can accommodate me. But if I want, and here it, I come down with something shchinosi, and I contract my... And a dwelling, on top of the kaperes, it's quite very comfortable. This we find in Medrash. Where did the Medrash take it from? We don't know. Because Shlomi, when he posed and he presented the question in the presence of the entire community, did not give an answer. I don't know. Perhaps he gave, perhaps he didn't give. Let's take a look at what the Shlomi answer was. Vater ki Yisroel, Yehom eino dvorecho asher dibarto la'avdecho le'dovid avi, ki ha'um no'om yishke ve'lekim al oret, v'ni ha'shomayim u'shmei ha'shomayim le'ich al kulucho, af ki ha'bayis hazeh asher bonis. Dobut, eh? What is that? He didn't answer it. Then he begins right away. Just a minute. Ufoniso tfilas avdecho vel tchinose you should turn your face to the prayers and supplications of thy servant Hadishem lekoi vishmeya elorino velakrila to accept the prayer of אשר עבדך מספר לפניך היין, לי יש עיניך פסוחי של הבית הזה, לילה ויין, אל המוקן, אשר אמרתו ישמי שום לשמע אל התפילו אשר יספלם עבדכו אל המוקרים הזה. Suddenly he changes the topic. Instead of pursuing the topic from how is it possible that infinity should reside within finitude, so he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our prayers, and he gives the lists of tefillahs, all kinds of tefillahs. Yashayech to ish l'reyeyu v'noso be'olol aleisei. Whenever there is one takes a note, if there is litigation, v'noso v'chavere, so many cases litigation is terminated by the taking of a note on the part of the Nitva, the Tevea. But his plea is, if one takes litigation, Vata Tishma Mekim Shiftecho Ela Shomayim Shomato Vesolochto. Sometimes it happens that the litigation, the oath is not completely true. Sometimes it's false, he won't perjure himself. But another time it is not false, but it's not completely ideally true. He's learned something in the presentation of the story. But never it should, you should forgive. And this is the answer to the problem. In Yashomayim, 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 and then he begins Shlomo to enumerate the various circumstances which make a man, which necessitate, cause a man to come to pray, which generates prayer, the need for prayer. Basically, what generates the need for prayer? Al-Kadina, I'm asking for help, Allah. What generates? What precipitates? What are the causes which result in prayer? Shleime, enumerates them. Binogev Amcho Yisroel Lifneyev, when there's a war, and Amcho Yisroel is engaged in warfare, and he's defeated. Is v'shovu elecho v'heidu eshimcho v'ispallo v'ishanenu elecho b'bayit. So they come running to the Beis Hamikdash and they offer prayer. V'ato tishcha min ha-shamayim, you will hearken to their prayer. V'solachto lechatos amcho Yisrael, and grant them tshuve, and let them win the war. Then he speaks about drought. Beyotzer Hashemayim v'liyim oto ki yechetu lo v'ispalo l'amokim hazeh. When there is drought in Eretz Yisrael, we know from the Mishnah it's in Tanis, where they used to face so many Tanisim, and when they used to offer prayers at the square of the town. All Mishnah is v'yato tishma min Hashemayim וישולחתו לחטס עמכו ועמכו ישראל ונסעתו מוטור על ארצכו אשר נסעתו לעמכו ועמכו. Is it answer? So what? So what? He asked a question. Is it answer? Then רוב כי יבור, it's not only drought, I mean famine, שידופן, ירוקן, ארבע, חוסל, all natural, I mean catastrophes which actually, made a country in the Middle East with little water, very limited production of agricultural food. I mean, it might be a catastrophe, like Arbel. Is it called Tchino? We called Tchino. Ashati lechol odom lechilamcho Yisroel Ashayidu nishnega lebove. And the same says, why do you have to enumerate more and more? any need, any catastrophe, any disaster. I mean, is which precipitates tefillah. Precipitates tefillah in you and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the tefillah be accepted. And then, but it's not all yet. Vato tishma min ha-shomayim mechein shiftecho v'solachto v'ositzo v'nosato l'ish kol drocho v'ashatedo es levo v'ikato yedato levatcho es levo v'kol bnei odam. And then Shem Yed V'gam al Anochri Nanju Asherim Amcho Yisrael Uvo Meret Recheiko Leman Shimcho Kit Yishme Shimcho Agodel V'yispalel Al Abayit Hazeh. So please give them fulfillment to his prayer. And then Ki Yit Amcho Lamilchomo Shem Yed Kipsan Enumerating Alevi Bader Hashat Yishlochim וספלו ללעד השם דרך העיר אשר בחרת בו והבייס אשר בניסו אלו שמחו ושמעתו השמיים אסטילוסם ואסטחינוסם ואוסיסו משפוטם כי יחתו לו. And again the pot, I mean exile גולס וישיבו אלי ושובם שיביהם אל ארץ אויב אורחי כוי הטריבו. This was the most frightening threat, Golem, to be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Is v'shovu alecho v'chol levovom v'chol nafshom v'eretz eveyem asher shove yisom v'ispalolu alecho derech ha'atzom asher nesatu laveisom v'yir asher bochar tespiksa lebeis ha'bchir v'abayis asher boniso v'shmecho ושומעתו השמיים מכן שפתחו. Again, and I repeat the word ושומעתו השמיים מכן כיסחו in every case which he describes as warranting and deserving to be responded with prayer. ונתינכו פסוכס על תחילס אבזכו ועל תחילס עמכו ישראל ושמיע עליהם בכל קורם אליכם. That's all. Therefore, is no problem. Apparently, after Shlomo describes, portrays the various occasions on which a man is impelled to pray and to offer his supplications to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, apparently there is an answer to the previous problem. After all, it's like starting a drosh hashir, ask a kasha, and then I go on I develop the answer. So in Shleimegi, apparently in the description, the portrayal of Tfile and the occasions on which Tfile should be offered. What are those occasions? We should call them just by one name. Tzor, need. The tzor need sometimes be as disastrous, like Goles. Sometimes tzor might be a very limited need. A need simple, I don't have enough, or I want more. Kol nega v'chol machlo. That's in general. Kol nega v'chol machlo. Kol nega v'chol machlo. It means, in other words, it's just a parenthetical remark. In other words, a man should not be embarrassed. If his prayer is wrong, or his need is not a worthy one. I mean, the fulfillment of his need is not indicative of great dignity or character of the person. If the HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say what he wants. $20 million. My $10 million, I rather need $10 million for foolish. So why should you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your prayer that the $1 million is not enough? He wants 5 or 10. Or just publicity is not enough. He wants to have great melochim, royal kind of publicity. But since he feels that that's what he wants, so he's the mitzvah in prayer. So ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you find it reasonable, we'll give it to you. If you find it the whole request stupid, nonsensical, so he won't give you. But you will not be blamed for anything. You will not be blamed, I mean, for asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu something which is actually ridiculous. This is number one. But on the higher, the cause regenerates prayer, is so. And Yaakov Shleime, I mean, developed certain typical needs which result in the need for tefillah, in the chayva sphere. In my opinion, this is not only true of, it is true, this is with regard to that problem. So the conflict between the Ramban and Rambam, whether or not prayer is midraise or prayer is not midraise, revolves actually about the problem of tzoro and nega or chumachlo. As a matter of fact, Ramban himself admits that prayer based on tzoro is midraise himself. Yeah. And the Rambam is in agreement with it. In times of disaster, in crisis, when one finds himself in crisis. The only question is, what is Eish Tzoro? According to Ramban, the Ramban interprets Eish Tzoro in what terms? Eish Tzoro. I mean, Tzoro means not just need. I lack something. Tzoro, according to Ramban, means simply, I mean, first of all, which includes many people. When I sorrow, and I sorrow means more than that. I sorrow means when the events are destructive in nature. When the need, the sorrow, is disastrous, of disastrous proportions. But an ordinary need which is not satisfied, and which perhaps, even though it may give, I mean, the person who is involved restless nights, but it's not most probably a public need, it's more a yochid also, I say. And secondly, it's not so, it's not of the degree of menacing or frightening proportions. But anyway, the mechayev of tefillah, the element which generates tefillah, is so, according to both. His hands. So, in Hashemayim, Leich HaKalucha. In my opinion, what Shleime said is the following. No one, not even Moshe Rabbeinu, could give the answer to this problem. Because the answer to this problem in Hashemayim, Moshe Hashemayim, Leich HaKalucha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless said, "What's the Mir Shechanti B'Tzeichon?" And the Mir is called Beis Hashem. You assign to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, the width and the length of the kapeis, the two dimensions, cannot be answered. This comes under what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe when Moshe asked him, "Areinu Eskvidecho," as the Rambam interpreted. I want to understand your ways. I want to understand your reasons for doing this and that. I mean, I would like to understand more than I do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Ani Ava Kol Tuvo Lefanecha, I'll give you a lot of wisdom, and understanding and knowledge, to be whole base in Neman, who is trustworthy in my house. So the Rambam Mir Muchim says, what kind of a house? Well, it means this is the universe. Meshe Rabbeinu knew everything which was pertaining to the functioning and the Hanogas Eilam, the functioning of the universe. But Ponecho, nevertheless, to know about the methods of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in guiding the world, to understand the very essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is an impossibility. I'll show you everything, but there is a boundary line at which you have to stop and you'll be unable to cross. This problem, Ka'omnom Yeshev Elikim Al Hashemayim Al Oret Al Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Leich Al Kelucho, is a problem, if I may use the phrase, Shelinitnu Etshuve. No answer can be. Not only the part of nation. This is a problem which only the secret, the mystery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Einsof and being the carrier of all worlds, not only of one universe, of hundreds of stuff, of countless universes, created, non-created man. At the same time, and on the same occasion, to tell Meshe Rabbeinu Vosu and Migdash Veshachamti Besechon, this is one of the truths which a human being's mind cannot understand and cannot actually explain. It is the greatest of all mysteries. So this is the case. So, but that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Vosele migdash veshachamti besechon. So Shlomi accepted it. There was no problem. Shlomi did not attempt to find an answer or to give an answer or to tell the people about it. It's too great of a mystery for the people to understand, for the people even for Shlomi, Achochem Kol Olam. When we find the Medrash, with regard to another occasion, where Shlomi asked a question, and Shlomi tried to solve the question, to resolve the question, and Shlomi admitted defeat. I mean, you probably asked here, Ech kemo. But important is the lesson then. The phrase, Ermati Echkemo. I said I'll be wise man, a great scholar. I'll understand. I found out that it's not so easy to understand. It's so distant and so mysterious. It's not only Poradum is one of the cases, but the question from the Hashemayim, Moshmei Hashemayim, is more of a mystery than Por Aduma. To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol mitzamtzem es kvedei, shrinks his glory and he squeezes infinity into finitude from amo al amo, is more to find an answer to that problem, is more daring than the problem of Por Aduma. Por Aduma metam rechekim, metam, it's not such so frightening. And that's what the Medrash says, Nival Meshe Rabbeinu. It was not just a question. He was frightened. He didn't understand what it's all about. So the question, why Migdosh if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the universe, the endless universe, cannot contain him? So why Migdosh? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will reside, who is in a few armies, that can never be answered. Nival Meshe Rabbeinu flame as well. He asked the question. Then he said to the Kali Soil, I cannot answer this question. Why was it necessary for Kali Boko to impose upon us such a mitzvah which not only you don't understand the reason, it's against every reason under the sun. You know very well. If you have the infinity plus finitude is infinity. Infinity swallows up finitude. Nothing can be added and nothing can be subtracted. That flame he did not want to solve. He did it. Echkemo, perhaps it was one of his great dreams, Echkemo. So he was disappointed about his hope that he will finally solve even the Funa Shomayim, Ushmeh Shomayim, Leichal Kulucho. We don't know. But it's impossible. This comes under Ufonai Leiro. And he ever told to the Alpanech, I'll give you a lot. You'll understand everything. And you'll be the greatest performer, and the Ram describes beautifully in that one. But not as... The Sucha Viris is possible. This is beyond and above human ability, no matter how great the human being is, whether it is of the measures of Meshe Rabbeinu or Flame of Chacham Torah. No, this is the case, and this is correct. This cannot be answered out of the din of your law. It's impossible. I once heard, because the Bria itself, creation itself, is also a problem. Creation itself comes under the same problem as the being a Midrash. Hine Hashomayim Ushmei Hashomayim Leichal Peluni. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries the world. The world is in... The HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually embraces the world. The world exists in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it is rooted in being a such HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why was the world created? This is, you know, very well, I mean, Chachma Kabbalah and Chachma Chassidus speak about Tzimtzum, about why Tzimtzum. They did Yorad Legane, Lahudes Abeisem. They did Yorad Legane, where from? For the Shmei HaShomayim, from transcendence, from infinite transcendence. You are at Legani in a little, small world. The whole universe with a God Kodesh Baruch Hu is a little, small world. Of course, it's more dramatized when you take the Mishnah, with the Pasuk of the Kapiras. In reality, it has appointment on the Kapiras with Meshe Rabbeinu. But actually, it's not only a question of Beis HaMikdash, the question is concerned not only with the problem, why are Beis HaMikdash? What Beis HaMikdash? But also with the problem, why creation? What is creation? No, the answer is Milfani Milochera. A man should not, he may ask the question, but he should not expect an answer. Ech kemo, what we recheik on him. No, so what's the case? So what is? Schleimer did not dare to explain. To explain. I mean, the possibility of Bria Seilom, or the possibility of being a Midr. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Ritzene of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard the story of the Rav Smicha Zelig and Ritzka Dyer. That he once accompanied Reb Chaim, Zedek and Brocha, a town on the Baltic Sea in Latvia by the name of Libau. It was a famous port, the Baltic port. But Chaim had a relative there, so he told her, if he's dying, let's visit my cousin, second cousin. So they walked in. The second cousin, Rabbi Chaim, was happened to be a Chabad. The Baruch Hashem, that no shame in it. As a matter of fact, the Tanya, the Amiyasi that came out, his mind was very accommodating. And I don't believe that someone else was sensitive to Kabbalah, so they came in to his cousin, and he was not home. So someone in the house told them to wait. He left a message for them that he will be back soon. So they waited. He had a lot of the Chabad literature too. So I believe the name is Mogenovitz. I believe Mogenovitz is by the way they call the Homer, from Homer. He was a modern interpreter, popularized Chabad. So his books, his poem, were among those which they noticed on the shelves. So Reb Chaim told him that take a safer house. Let us look in and see what are they concerned. So they took out, I believe, the Mogenovitz for the Homler. I don't remember exactly the name, but it was circled by the Homler, the Mogenovitz. And he started to read the Akdomes in the and the Homler. Explains there that there is a conflict or a disagreement among the Chachmei Yisrael with regard to the tachlis, or to the reason rather, of Bria Seyram. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Why was it necessary? The world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not need the world. So why was it necessary to create the world? So the Homer of the Chaim Brocha says that some said Leman, and some said because there is a controversy. One group Chachmei Yisrael said as the reason was Kvede Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leman Kvede, and another group is of the opinion it was Leman Tuve Vechazde. The one who says Leman Tuve Vechazde is Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital, and apparently this was the opinion of the Ari HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemiderech Hateiv Lehetiv Lizulas. You cannot practice Chesed unless there is someone else with you. If there is no one else with you, so you cannot practice chesed. You cannot practice chesed with regard to yourself. And he was the only one, so with that chesed it was impossible for Kavi Yochel, to put exercise chesed. He created the world in order, to be able to practice chesed and to be kind and to help people. Yeah. Some saw him with another group, he's of the opinion it's not Leman Chazdei, Leman Tubei, but it is Leman Chvede. But the Chvede or Sisi, we read it a lot. Kola Nivra Vishmi, the Chvede Baal. At Gloria and Beri. So Rav Shmazelik told me that Rav Chaim, Rav Chaim had a cane. He was sitting with his head like that and listened. And then said, I don't agree with either one. Yeah. I don't agree with either one. One said Leman Kvede. The other said Leman Tuve Vechazde. It is true. But this is not the answer we should give. Even though it is true, but this is not the answer. There is one answer. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? There is one answer. Leman Retzeni. There is no need to look out for external motivation. For an external motivation. The purpose of everything is the implementation and fulfillment of the will of God. When you say why was creation necessary? Because this was the will of God. There is no need to introduce values from the outside into the process of the fulfillment of the will of God. You don't need. The will of God is the purpose, the ultimate end, the tachlis of everything. Ba'almo divro chiyusim. So in Kaddish we state what is the tachlis, what is the final objective of creating the world. Ba'almo is God of his Hashem. Ba'almo divro is retzeni shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu divroch ruse is da tachlis a tachlise, so to say, the highest pattern. You will ask me uvay bis hamikdosh nishpeh hashemayim leichal tulucho. So we don't understand, we can't answer that. But the answer which you will give, and there is no need for being very sophisticated, you'll answer. Why the Mishamishu was built? Lasis Retzene Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Hashemayim, Mishmei Hashemayim, Leichal Kulucho. On the contrary, the less we understand, the greater is the necessity, I mean, for the necessity for the world to comply with Retzene Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that, Shleime wasn't interested. In that. What Shleime said is something else. He answered like that. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a mikdosh, which means kind of a house for himself, a home for himself, was the Mir Shachan to be Sarah, we made the right to follow it. The importance of tefillah. Namely, the great. Namely, no, just a minute. the importance and the central place which Tfile occupies in as far as Yahadut is concerned, and also a motif which should as to with regard to ourselves as far as Tfile is concerned. Please listen carefully. Yeah. We have Korbanos. We have a parasha Korbanos in Beis HaMikdash. The Korbanos I mean mitzvahs which require of man, of the human being, of us, to offer korbanos from time to time. We have a Seder Kodshim. We are makriv, we offer to tmidim, we are called upon to offer to tmidim every day. And on Shabbos Miyontev, on top of the tmidim, we are called upon to offer Musa and so forth. I mean the parashas korbanos. There is a difference apparently between and also we have been commanded to pray twice a day or three times a day. In the same manner as we are commanded, I mean, to offer korbanos twice a day or yontif three times a day. So there is a difference between the mitzvah, the korbanos and tefillah. Tefillah, korbanos can be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even though the distance separating man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very far, very long. In korbanos, I can send korbanos al shliach. You raise the question al shliach. The Gemara tries to derive the mitzvah of shluchos lodom kemeisli from korbanos. If korbanos had and the real shliachos in korbanos, no doubt about it. Whether korbanos is the basic rule and all shlichas are derived from korbanos is a different story, I mean. Yeah. But korbanos shlichas is applicable to korbanos. It means that the person himself does not have to be lifnei Hashem. Because if he sends a shliach, he sends a korban with a messenger or with an attorney, with my representative, the fact that he will enter the Azore and come close to the Mizbeah, and come close to the Mizbeah, will not bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm busy, I mean, on the day on which my korban will be offered in Yerushalayim, I'll be busy with it, tilling the ground or watering my food, my trees. And still the korban is a korban. Korbanos is the source, as I said before, the source of the concept of shlichus. V'shachta isti kol adas Yisrael, v'chil kol adas Yisrael el mekan shlichus shel adam kemeisel. Could you send somebody straight in the afternoon? You are lazy and tired and don't want to double yourself, but you want, on the other hand, you're a Yid. How can a Yid get away from Milchev? You send a shliach. Double Milchev for you. I mean, actually, you send a shliach to double Milchev for you. What's wrong? You'll double well. Representative yourself. You understand very well how the shlichus is not shlichus. Oh, let this be mitzvah should be goofy, not should be goofy. This is not important now. But you cannot, you can send the man with the call. As a matter of fact, the Klal Yisrael was represented every day by the Anshei Maimed, and they were the shluchim, the messengers, the attorneys, the representatives, I mean, of the Klal Yisrael. The shluchim applies to Tomei Tzor Shachar and Tomei Shmona Barim. As far as Korbanos are concerned, at the time when the Beit HaMikdash stood on the Berei Shorim, at the top of the mountain. No, now Shachis is Tomei Tzor Shachar. Mirche is Tomei Tzor Shmona Barim. No shluchim. Either you dab or you don't dab. Why is it so? Because in the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael, there is a double moment. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant from us. Merochei Kadosh Shem Niroli Vavaseh Lamahavtir. Of course, we might be responsible for that, but sometimes there is an infinite distance separating HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Yisrael. This distance, sometimes, does not have any, as far as korbanos are concerned, has absolutely no effect, no significance. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu be distant and far from it, at the fringes of the universe. But still, korban is not a religion. If the korban is offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and complies with all the halachos, there is still a good relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel as far as korban is concerned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the korban from Israel, even though Israel is mere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from Israel, is billions, billions of miles away. Korban does not require kiruv. Even if Adishem Merochek Adishem Niroli Vavaselo Me'avtich, as far as Korbanos is concerned. In the definition from Korban, it's an offering. And a Sheliach, an attorney, a representative, can bring the offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though there is no Iskavus, man does not come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the korban, because he himself he remained at his home and his farm somewhere far distant away. Is the korban, the Akrovas korban, not menaced by this far distance separating HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel? Tefillah is possible only if the tefillah is accompanied by closeness. By being not only near HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but being in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not close, there's nothing. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far away from him, and he's alone, is still out, even though for korban it does not do any, as far as korban is concerned, there is no harm in that. The korban still can be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not tefillah. Why? I mean, this is al pi halacha, but I say, why? Why? Because tefillah, the definition of tefillah, is ke'emez lifnei amelech. The Rambam says that tefillah Beshamayim. And the very basic kavone in Tfile, as I said just a moment ago, is killed between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the prayerful person, the one who prays. Otherwise, there is no Tfile. Because you know very well, kavone in Tfile is the mitzvah itself. It's not somehow, a formal request. If there is no kavone, there is no tefillah. And kavone means I am more than close. I am in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do exist in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that now, this is the basic and central motif of Tfilah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to build a Beis HaMikdash? Why? וכן השמיים ושמי השמיים לילך הכלוכו, no answer. This is a mystery. But I would like to understand something else. I mean, Korbonis, the Rambam says that the purpose of the Beit HaMikdash is Avos Korbonis. That could have taken place without the Beit HaMikdash. All you need for Korbanos, what do you need for Korbanos? If there had been no Beis HaMikdash, so that all Korbanos would have been offered where? In Bomon, all you need is four stones, I mean. With a few stones to build a Bomon, build an altar, an elevated place, that's all. What's necessary? So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, no, I don't want bombings. Bombings will finally disappear. I want a house. Because I want a house. I don't want components alone. I want a house. Beis Hashem. Basically, what the Mishram Zeran means, a home. I want a home. Next to your home. I want to be your neighbor. Correct, I mean. Beis HaMikdash, you have to admit to experience the following. That Meshe or Rubin or Yaakov or Zelig lives near Harabais, number 12, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives number 13. This is how we should understand Tfilah. This is how we should understand Tfilah. Otherwise, it is falsification of the concept of Tfilah. The falsification of the concept of Beis HaMikdash. If it says Beis HaMikdash was in the Mirish Ram, it means like that. You live next door, I'll be your next door neighbor. And it's like that. Isn't there a Jew who has a house in Yerushalayim close to the Har HaBayis, very close? And he puts up a number, Mr. So-and-so, Adon so-and-so. And next to him is a few steps away or something. Half a mile away is the came from Kochi Kodoshim. Who lives there? Who lives there? What's written on the sign? The Shechan to be sent home. I mean, it's very simple. Why was it necessary not for Korm? Why was it necessary not for Korm? For Korm HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have been
as distant from them as possible. Like, there was no need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of Korbanos, to come down to descend from the fringes of the universe, from his transcendent home. At the end of the world, creation. in order to accept the korban offered by a Jew. The korban can be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in transcendence, and the Jew is right here. It is an infinite distance. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vosu v'nigdash v'shachamte v'sechot, I don't want to accept korbanos. If I am distant, I want to be close to you. This is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it because the Beis Hamikdash basically is a basic Beis Tefila. The Beis Hamikdash is called a basic Beis Tefila. I mean, this Vadu El Hashem Derech Oyir Hazeis V'Derech Arzon. Because he wants that Israel should not only bring Korban, but know the art of Tzile, how to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to engage HaKadosh Baruch Hu in conversation. Tzile basically is a conversation which the Knesset Yisrael engages HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How to engage in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that, you need a Beis Hamikdash right here. Because for Tfile, there is no Tfile when the relationship HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael the distance is great, and Yisrael cannot succumb to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and embrace it and tell him all his disappointments, all his frustrations, all his foolish dreams. Tell him not to be ashamed. And for that purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't have to explain to you. Let us set to claim an automation. I don't have to explain to you why I want to meet them. You don't understand very well, because if there will be no meters, there will be korbanim, but there will be no prayer. For as far as korbanim are concerned, all you need is not a bit of meters. What do you need for korbanim? Mizbeach. Nothing else. Nivgam a mizbeach, kalakotim sunim. Is there a Mizbeah? Is there a Zbeni Matrim of Shrein Bayis? Where is the Kotcha Kalim of Shrein Koi? I mean, Kafesh Boch said, worship is me, Mikdosh. I want a home, not a Mizbeah. I don't want you should worship me just by Kobonis. But if you near me, like a little son, like a little baby feels near his father when he embraces him. Because if I'll be a neighbor of yours, so to say, and I live together with you, and whenever you have the permission to knock on my gate, on my door, anytime at night and in the day. And that's why I employ the great mystery which we don't understand. The great paradox. And I squeeze myself into finiteness. The Ein Sof somehow lives or resides on the top of the arena breeze and the capillas. That's what Shlomo is. That's why you understand very well. What is this Palalu Elecho Derech Arzon? Well, you know very well, if you build a shul, what do you look out for? First, what do you look out for? Mizrach, of course, Mizrach. Yeah. What is Mizrach? Toward Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, toward Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, toward Harabayim. Harabayim, toward Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim, toward the Kapiles. It means Tefillah is an act which can only be achieved if the mispalel, the prayer, the one who prays, identifies himself. Is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Derech Arzon. It means I want to daven Minche. I begin to read the Kriyas HaMinche. So a question comes up in my mind. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I must follow to whom? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is not here. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here, there is no not feeling. I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is right here, right here. Just to point out right on the next corner. This is Tfilah. Without a Beis HaMikdash, Tfilah would have been an impossibility. But without Beis HaMikdash is the miracle, the mystery, the frightening mystery. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Insof, is, so to say, almost Kaviyochu arrests himself within the confines of Amo Alamo. Without that great mystery, there would have been not good. Kabbalists, as many as you are. But Kabbalists, the Amigdash, Amigdash is not necessary for Kabbalists. Mizbeach is necessary. Particularly if there hadn't been a Beis HaMikdash, so everybody would have used the bomo for Akrovis. So there is no need for Priyas Yerushalayim, Peri Shifti Visio. Tefillah is only, this is Kabbalah, as far as Kabbalah. Tefillah is only possible if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will meet something Shechinati, he contracts the main source and somehow and engages in the miracle, in the mystery of Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum of his infinity in order to come close to the Jew in his Beis HaMikdash and to give the people an opportunity to have to pray. Otherwise there's no opportunity to pray. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. V'ispalu l'ilecho derech artzom asher nosato l'avitzom u'yir asher bocharto u'yir asher bocharto v'abayis asher bonis l'ishmecho. The Beis HaMikdash, the Shlomo says it, he says a prayer, actually Shlomo says it's a prayer to go. The Beis HaMikdash, if you will comply with the Tefillah by people in Israel, and you fulfill all the requests, all the bakoshes, so then the being in the Beis HaMikdash is tremendously important. The Bnei Beis HaMikdash makes it necessary for thee to fulfill all their tefillos and bakoshes. Because if you are not ready to fulfill their bakoshes and tefillos, so why did I build the Beis HaMikdash? What's the Beis HaMikdash for? If you reject their tefillos, there was no need for Beis HaMikdash. That you employ the method of Tzimtzum, of mystery, the mystery, the great mystery, of having infinity somehow reside in finite, no matter how small the finite is, and no matter how great the infinity is. Apparently you wanted the people to do something. Meaning what? This is all the being is an English or two. To have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the purpose is to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So to say, leave the uncharted lanes of transcendence and come into my house or next door to my house. In order why? Not to be close to the Jew. Because if you want to be close, so there was no need for it. In order to make it feel possible. So Rosif Samina Shomayim, he says, Vispalo Lohatrikim, Vispalo Lohoder Hartson, Ashon Sato Lavison, Uyir Asher Bocharti, Vabais Asher Bonisilish Meko. Otherwise, it's a waste. If Rosh Baruch Hu will reject the prayers later, it's a waste. It's a waste of the greatest mystery, namely, in Shmei Shomayim. It's a chalif. Yeah. And he says interestingly, the Shomaito, and in order that the Binyan Beis Hamikdash should be justified, is the Shomaito HaShomayim Mechein Shiftacha. So you have to receive or to accept tefillah wherever you are. Even when HaShomayim Mechein Shiftacha, whenever you are. Because if you reject, so then I'll consider the work of constructing the Beis Hamikdash absolutely wasted. Shleime simply demands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following. Actually, for the purpose of Aveidei Korbanos, there was no need for Beis Hamikdash. This could have been done before Beis Hamikdash. As a matter of fact, people have actually offered Korbanos before the Beis Hamikdash. Before the Beis Hamikdash. And this could have been done without the construction of the Samigdash, and without getting involved in the problem in the antinomy of in Hashemayim, Moshmei Hashemayim, Leichot Tolukot, Hatkabai, that you did it, and you told us to build the Samigdash. And we are glad to comply with your wish. There's no problem. Show that is indicative of something else, that you are interested in Tfilah. Not only in Korbanos. As far as tefillah is concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be just opposite me. This is the kavanah from tefillah. Kavanah from tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu opposite me. Ponim be ponim. Then tefillah is accepted. So since you told us, you commanded us to build a Beis Hamikdash, apparently you don't want to reside in transcendence. In transcendence, but to reside right here. This is the case if you are so interested in spirit, so fulfill that. Did you get it? With Binogi Vamcho Yisroel Ifneyev, Vishovu Elecho, Veheidu Eshmecho, Babais Hazeh. What's Babais Hazeh? These are the purpose. What is the purpose of Beis Hamikdash? They should say, "Vive in Beis Hamikdash." It means to have the person, the sinner. But actually, Shleime in his Tefillah speaks about people who are impelled to daven because they are in need, they are in crisis, and also people, sinners. V'shuv Elecha b'chol olam v'chol nafsho. Both Tshuva and Tefillah, basically they are almost one idea. It's based upon Tefillah. What is Tshuva? Return to whom? Return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got to be within reach. Return, I mean, my return should make sense. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually, it is a sacrifice offered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaliyahu. That in order to make it possible for people to pray for him, Shemei HaTfilo Odecho Kol Bostro Yaveo. Interesting is that we don't say Eilecho Kol Bostro Yaveo. Odecho Kol Bostro Yaveo. I mean, you know what the difference between Odecho and Eilecho. Eilecho Kol Bostro Yaveo means I move on toward you, I move in a certain direction, where I hope finally to find thee. Is a lecho in the direction in the direction we are moving toward you. This would be a lecho. But when you say odecho kol bosro yaveo, means I moved down and finally I found. Odecho means a kind of collision between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We suddenly met each other. Sometimes you walk on the street and you don't see, you don't look ahead, and you walk on the street. And somebody walks in the opposite direction. So you collide with the person. That is what Tshuva and Tefillah. Men should come so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should touch each other. And for that you need a Bessamik. And that's why Rosh Lele said. In the Omnom, he said, הנה השמיים באומנם ישב ולקים על אורד דידיני דה בייס המיגר נוצא הקלמה הנה השמיים ושמי השמיים לא יחל פלוחו is even beyond and behind the infinity אף כי הבייס הזה אשר בניתי דו זה נידי דו לפשבוכו נידי הום דו לפשבוכו הומרס ובדעות הום Many homeless, but not a very local. So what is the reason? Why did that? How could you go to resolve the problem of the Shemai Shemeshman because infinity finds it, that you can't understand. But you still insist. You are not satisfied with your infinity and the transcendence, which is measureless and endless and far from it. You know, you want to be a tenant in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe there's a small room, and here the Kodesh Baruch Hu sat. Why is it? What for? For Kabbalah, there was no need. So for what purpose is it necessary? What purpose? Ushwanisa al-Tfilas Avdachov al-Tfilas. In order to make Tfilas viable, possible, the reality of Tfilas must have a Kodesh Baruch Hu facing it. I stand in Shemnesse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opposite. And this demonstration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can lead the whole the multitude of cosmos or of universes, the multitude of them, the beyond and behind the universe. No one knows what we have on it. Created and uncreated elements, as the Tanit Veliyo, the Tmirin and the Gaiin, hidden, mysterious, systems of creation and systems of creation which we have an inkling to leave all that and to move in to a room near the Beis HaMikdash shows one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in the glory of Korbanos. Korbanos glory Korbanos is not interested. Alright, a mitzvah, fine. But for that he wouldn't have created so many worlds and he wouldn't have left the transcendent, the uncharted race of uncreated world. He would have been satisfied. He wouldn't have left them. The fact that he left them and he moved into the Beis HaMikdash Almato, the small place, the kapela, shows that you are interested in it. And for tefillah you must have a Beis HaMikdash, because you must have a Kodesh Baruch Hu right opposite the Mishkan. And hence, Ufoni Yisrael Tfilas Tfilas Avdecho, Vel Tchinosei, Adishem Elekoi, Lishmeya Elorino Velatfilo, Asher Avdecho Mishkan, 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 Mish